You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and it's time for Something About the Women.
Thank you. so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, and if I was the one you chose to be,
off to, we're off to a raucous start, are we not?
Aren't you glad that Mike went home already?
Mike, how did you get back in the studio? I had security escort you out.
It's a back door over there that nobody ever lets us, you know, but I use it anyway.
Yeah. Talk again?
Talk again.
Okay, I just want to make sure that mic was working.
You have to, like, jack it all the way up.
I know, right?
Tis the season for jingling all the way.
Well, you know, we need new microphones, so you need to donate at WMFO.org.
That's correct.
And click on the donate tab, right? Right.
Do you want me to return the favor, or is it too early because you just did it?
Yeah, we'll wait. It's fine. But it is our donations drive.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, we don't get paid to do this, by the way.
You don't get paid?
That's funny. Yeah. So, kicked it off with... With a bunch of stuff that, I mean, usually I start off mellow and get a little progressively louder, but I think I did it in reverse today. So that was Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds doing a song called Freight Train. It's from a live, I think, 2010 release, if the database is telling me the right thing. And that was the first of three Train songs. We heard Casey Chambers doing Trainwreck from her album Little Bird. And Courtney Marie Andrews from a new compilation that just came out, which is Come On Up to the House, Women Sing Waits, all songs by Tom Waits sung by different women artists. That was Courtney Marie Andrews doing Downtown Train. A lot of really cool people on this album, including Amy Mann and Shelby Lynn and Allison Moore, who, if you didn't know, are sisters.
That was a really cool set.
So. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It really was.
All right. That album also has... Corinne Bailey Ray with a really pretty version of Jersey Girl. It's got Patty Griffin on there, Roseanne Cash. Check it out. Really, really good compilation. It's called Come On Up to the House, Women Sing Waits. Just came out very recently. And before that, we heard Bonnie Raitt doing Shakin' Shakin' Shakes from Diggin' Deep from 2016. Gotta love Bonnie. God, she is just the best. Mm-hmm. She just turned 70. How is that even possible?
I don't know. We haven't aged at all.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And we started the whole thing off, top of the hour, with Caroline Rose doing American Religious. And I haven't heard of her before, but really liked the song.
It makes me think of Caroline Ray.
Oh, yeah. Well, not, though.
Yeah, not, though.
Not. Yeah. So it's 11:24. You're listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And Mike's just hanging out here. And I've also got my friend John in the studio. And we're just enjoying this cold winter day. What have I got to tell you? Not that much. We're eagerly awaiting the announcement of our third live day.
Yeah, we should find out on Sunday when it's going to be in May sometime.
Yep. It'll either be on my birthday or my wife's birthday. Mm-hmm. Not so great. No. In terms of timing, but we'll work it out.
I hope so.
Yeah, and we've got some great plans for some great local artists to play on live day.
I know. I'm dying to spill some of it, but I just can't.
You can't until it's confirmed.
You know, the confirmations haven't really happened.
Yeah, so. We haven't signed the contracts.
Yeah, but boy, the names were floating around.
Really good.
Starting to happen, yeah.
Really good stuff. So now I've got to figure out what I've got queued up next, because I just don't know.
It's always the thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really sure.
So much to choose from.
The thing is, I might have to pop out my discs and look, because I lost track of what I'm playing. It's just not cool. All right, we'll figure something out.
It is cool, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep talking. Well, what's new with you, Mike?
I don't know. It's going to snow again next Friday, you said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. So it's my dad's 89th birthday.
What are you doing to that CD?
I'm just taking it out to see which one it is.
Yeah, but you started to, like...
I don't know. And I need to drive to New Jersey on Saturday, so that is not a good piece of news that
you just shared. I didn't hear how bad or anything. I just heard...
So that's... Yeah. All right. That's not a good sign. All right. Well, I hate winter. I'm moving to Florida or somewhere else warm. And we're going to play you some...
Something.
Lake Street Drive.
Love Lake Street Drive.
Love them too. All right. Here we go. And don't forget to go to WMFO.org and give us a little money.
Donate. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
been crazy before I met you, and I'll be fine once I let you go. And rest assured that I will, but certainly not until I'm done playing with my kids.
600 puppies die with every dollar not donated to WMFO. Luckily, there's hope. Support us with your credit card online at www.support.wmfo.org or make a check out to the Trustees of Tufts College and mail it to WMFO Attention Donation P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info. And remember, it's your choice.
Can't sleep.
Think of the puppies.
Standing on the edges.
There are places that you hear of all your life, but never make a plan to get to. And I've been running out of time. Too much shit to get through.
time went so quickly. I went lickety-splitly out to my old 55. As I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive.
Flashing, I'm on my way home from your place. gentle soul, someone like me. I'm caught between fighter and victim, just want somewhere to be. Daily I bow, shot through the heart. If I open the door, I could stop if I start. This world is too painful for gentle souls, someone like me.
Well, that was a fun set, and I'm here with John. John, say hi.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. That's my friend John. John and I go way back. We're actually friends from camp.
Yes.
And he's got a voice made for radio, doesn't he? Wow, that's a really great radio voice.
Yeah, it's a great radio voice. Right. That's why I work in television.
He really does work in television. So, are you signed up for camp yet?
I am signed
for 2020? 2020.
Be awesome. My 15th year.
Congratulations. I think mine, I'm going. I think it'll be my, I want to say 19th year? That's kind of crazy.
Does anybody even know what you're talking about?
Is yes, because I talk about camp all the time on the show. So everybody knows, or if you don't know, you're going to find out right now that Camp is a LGBT adult summer camp up in Maine.
I think it's LGBTQ+.
Q+, LMNOP.
Hey.
Well, you know, it's alphabet soup now. It's just, there's a letter for everyone. And anyway, it's been going on for 23 years?
23 years.
This will
be the 24th.
Yep, so it's since 1997. It's up in Maine. It's 1 week in August. It's super fun. And registrations for next year, really, the minute they open up registrations, like, people were just signing up like crazy. So if you're interested, it is a super hell of a lot of fun. Campcamp.com is the URL. And Don and I will be there.
Lots of great videos. You can go to YouTube. Lots of great videos.
Oh, yeah. So John's our videographer, and he's been making all sorts of videos over the years from camp. And he's working on a documentary about Camp.
Yeah, sure.
And that'll be coming out in 2030.
3030, actually.
So check that out. Actually, it is a lot of fun. And I don't know, I just thought I'd mention it. And so John, you know, he lives in New York City, and he often will when I'm going on the radio, he'll often...
Get the lead out.
Yeah, so he'll often tell me to get the lead out.
Get the lead out.
And I'll just be like, you know, this is a women's show. We don't play...
What?
We don't play music by Led Zeppelin. But for you, John...
Les Zeppelin?
Yes.
We're
going to get the Les out for you right now.
Hey, mama, gonna play your Les.
jazz gonna play your last.
Exactly. Although, it's gonna have to wait a minute because I never said what we heard in the last set.
Oh, what so did let's we say hear that in the last quick. Set?
So we heard, this is so anticlimactic, right? Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles did Grow Wings. We heard Alison Moore and Shelby Lynn, the aforementioned sisters.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, we did Old 55. That's from that same compilation of Women Sing Waits.
That was my favorite.
I'm glad you liked it. Amy Rigby did Back from Amarillo, and we heard Grace Potter do Every Heartbeat and started the set with Lake Street Dive doing Daryl.
I had a steak in Amarillo that broke my tooth once.
Oh, man. That's a bad thing to remember. How can a steak break? Man.
Gristle.
Oh, you just... Man, that's bad.
It was one of those great big ones. If you eat it all, it's free.
Oh, so not only was it not free, but you also had to pay the dentist.
Yes.
All right, well... Do you know what time it is?
11:50.
No, it's time to get the Les out.
Hey, hey, mama, gonna play your Les, gonna play your Les, gonna play your Les.
Here it goes. This is just for you, John.
Thank you.
Here
get the Les out.
That's right, here on Something About the Women.
I'm gonna give you my life. woman, you need it.
Twice you broke my heart down. First was way back when, and to know you're still unhappy only makes it break again.